سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في يوسف وإخوته آيات للسائلين، إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلي أبينا منا إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلي أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين. إذ قالوا ليوسف وأخوه أحب إلى أبينا منا ونحن عصبة إن أبانا لفي ضلال مبين. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are doing Surah Yusuf for a few weeks now, and we are ayat number 7, 8, and 9. We know the dream that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam seen. He seen the stars, the sun and the moon making sajda, prostrating to him. And his father Yaqub alayhi salam told, don't mention the dream to anybody. And the dreams of the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam are true. It is the command of Allah. Like how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam dreamt that he's sacrificing his son. And he told his son, told him, carry out the command of Allah. And when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam carrying out the command of Allah, Allah sent an animal from Jannah. Now we spoke in the previous weeks about dreams, etc. Now let's just see the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. The eldest 10 were from the first blessed wife of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. Her name was Sayyidina Layya alayhi salam, daughter of Layyan. The first wife of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam was Layya, Sayyida Layya alayhi salam. And then when she passed away, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam married her sister Rahil. She became the mother of his two sons, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin. Binyamin was the only real brother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The rest of the 10 were his half brothers from the father's side. Rahil, the mother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, had died during his childhood at the time of the birth of Binyamin. Now, whatever is in the Quran is not fairy tales, it's all authentic incidents. Let's do the English translation first of the verses which I've recited. Surely in the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, there are signs for those who ask. It is mentioned during the Gorun era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some Jewish scholars. In their books, they knew the incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So to test whether Nabi Muhammad was a true Nabi, they posed this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah revealed the Surah Yusuf and the incident is being mentioned, some of the Jews were very humble and they accepted Islam also, and they became very good, sincere Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they noticed that the father Yaqub alayhi salam showing extra love and compassion to Yusuf alayhi salam, and they fell sideline that the same affection not being shown to them. Now the incidents in the Quran, one is we learn about the incidents. The other is we take out lessons. Why Allah mentioned incident in the Quran? لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصْرٍ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In this incident, there are lessons for those who's got iman. We don't also make the similar mistakes. If you are parents, we have children, try to be fair and good with all our children. Boys, girls, and also promote the Islamic dressing, the Islamic character, teach them Salah, Quran, etc. And as they grow big, one is we give them education, try to get them a good job, get them a good wife, good marital partner, etc., whichever way we can. But for some reason, the parents can withhold the spending from one child to another child. For example, taqdeer, one child became disobedient. He's going to the nightclubs and cinemas, etc. So the father don't allow him to use the vehicle and not give him extra spending money because he's going haram places with the vehicle and the money. The another son, he's got good qualities. He goes to the masjid for salah. Or sometime he goes for 3 days in Jamaat or 40 days in Jamaat. The wealth he's using for good causes. He's not doing something haram with the money. Then he gives him little bit of freedom to use the car, give him some extra money. He knows where is he going. So when it comes to the laws of Sharia, we have halal and haram. That is, there's no compromise. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا الْإِسْمُ وَالْعُدْوَانَ. Assist one another in good and do not assist one another in sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But besides that, generally, try to show your love and compassion to all the children. I got Maariful Quran in front of me. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah has written many, many pages. I normally use eliminating these causes of the Quran by Mufti Abdul Hussain Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. But when I came to the commentary of Surah Yusuf, the eliminating this cause of the Quran got very little explanation of every ayat. And Maariful Quran got beautiful, long explanations. And what gems Mufti Shafi Sahib is taking out from each ayat of the Quran. That's why I'm using Maariful Quran for Surah Yusuf. There is a big difference between Maariful Quran and the other tafsir. Allah make it easy to educate our people. So when they're seeing that the father is showing extra love, compassion, so again it's written, the age of the children need to be taken into consideration. One is halal and haram, they mustn't do. Abstain from haram, do good. The other is age of the children also taken into consideration. One is a person, you got a baby that is 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, you buy them toys, everything. And the other son is maybe 17 years, 18 years, 19 years of age. Now you give him that love, but it won't be like how you play with the young children. So that is understood. If there's a big age gap and you play with one another, it's understood. But when the brothers are all more or less the same age, maybe 2-3 years difference, or both have reached poverty, 20 years and over, everybody, and you got a good business or you got some good investments, whatever, For whatever reason, you're not being just and fair when you're distributing your wealth or anything. So try to be just and fair. Now, these brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam felt it, why they are being sidelined. When they said Yusuf and his brother are dearer to our father Yaqub alayhi salam than we are, while we are a powerful group for him, surely Our father is in clear error. So they made that sentiments public, that we are feeling it, that we're not getting the same love from our father. So what they did, what Shaitan made them do, Aliyazu Billah, kill Nabi Yusuf Salam or throw him in some land so that your father's face may be yours alone. And after that, you may become a righteous people. One of them said, do not kill Yusuf alayhi salam, rather cast him into the bottom of a pit so that some wayfarer picks him up if you are going to do something at all. Now, they're making mashwara to how they can take Yusuf alayhi salam away from the father. Now you see, Shaitan is an enemy. When Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam told Yusuf, don't relate your dream to anybody, the ayat goes, Inna Shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. Verily, Shaitan is our open enemy. When you have love for somebody, they say love is blind. You do anything for the person. And hatred is such a thing that one is the hatred comes in the heart and mind, then comes on the tongue, then it comes on the hand. You know, take a weapon and kill the person or whatever. But obviously now we're not confusing the issues when it's come to a legal Islamic war where people are attacking our masjid, madrasas, our homes are being attacked, our businesses are being attacked. So there we have to take maximum security measures and we can take up arms within the law of the government to protect our belongings. And during the time of Nabi Samsa, Ghazwa, Badr, Ghazwa, Uhud took place. These were physical combat fighting the enemy. But this now amongst the family, brothers and sisters. That's why I like Maariful Quran is so wonderful. Allah grant Mufti Shafi Sahib the highest rank in Jannah. The finer points he's taking it out from the whole lesson. Then we must read A'uzu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem when we're angry and walk away. Then another lesson Mufti Shafi Sahib took out. See these brothers, one brother said, we'll kill him. The other brother said, no, don't kill him. Throw him in a well or somewhere, someone will take him from. So he said, whenever there's enemies sitting together to attack somebody, sometimes there will be one person who have some soft spot for the person, who will have some soft spot for the person. Today also we know the political arena, what's happening in Palestine, Gaza, Syria, different cities, countries of the world, in India, etc. Or Muslims are being oppressed. But among the non-Muslims also, even some among the Jewish communities, they have some soft spot for the Muslims and they don't agree with that oppression that is taking place. But they are not in place of position where they can make decisions. The decisions are made by the shaitans, Allah protect us. So there will be somebody that will have a soft spot. Okay, next week we'll continue. I'll mention few hadiths about traveling, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Let's benefit from everything, insha'Allah al-Aziz. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثلاث دعوات مستجابات لا شك فيهن دعوة المظلوم ودعوة المسافر ودعوة الوالد على ولده رواه أبو داود والترمذي. حد أبو هريرة نريد الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the supplication of three people are undoubtedly accepted. The supplication of an oppressed, the supplication of a traveler, and the supplication of the father for his child. Mentioned Abu Dawud, hadith number 1536. And mentioned Tirmizi Sharif, hadith number 1905. And Ibn Majah, 3862. In this hadith, Nabi Sallam said, three people's du'as are readily accepted. One is an oppressed person. We don't oppress anybody, don't cause harm to anybody. Be good to everybody. Second is a traveler. We travel for permissible reasons. One is we travel to the three Haram, Makkah, Medina, and Palestine, Jerusalem. We are encouraged to travel these places to read our Farz Salah in this masjid. The reward is much more. And we go to Makkah, Medina for Hajj and Umrah. Allah accept our journey. But besides that, coming five times for the namaz to your local masjid, Musalla, each step we're taking, we're getting reward. You're going to earn your halal rozi with this intention that I want to earn halal way, spend it halal way. We've got wife, children, we've got school fees, medical expenses, etc. to pay, electricity, water, food, clothing, and shelter. The father's responsibility to take care of everybody going to work. But we'll be mindful of Farz Salah. The other is you travel 7 to 8 kilometers more, and you're traveling for maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. Now, when you're traveling more than 7 to 8 kilometers, you're a musafir in Shariat. The Farz Salah, for 4 Farz of Zuhr, you read 2 Farz. For 4 Farz of Asr, you read 2 Farz. Fajr and Maghrib remain the same. And for 2 Farz of Isha, 4 Farz of Isha, you read 2 Farz and 3 Witr, wajib. And if you have to catch a plane, catch a bus, catch a train, then just read your Farz quickly and go catch the plane or train, whatever. But if you've got time, read our sunnat and nawafil and make some du'as also. That will be beneficial. An Abi Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu qala kunna ma'an nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safar fakunna iza ashrafna ala wadin hallanna wa kabbarna وارتفعت أصواتنا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس اربعوا على أنفسكم فإنكم لا تدعون أصم ولا غائبا إنه معكم إنه سميع قريب متفق عليه. هذا أبو موسى الأشعري narrates, we were on a journey with the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم when we used to overlook a valley. We would say, La ilaha illallah, and takbir in a loud voice, Allahu Akbar. So Messenger of Allah said to us, O people, be kind to yourselves and do not raise your voices. You are not calling upon a being who is deaf or absent. Rather, he is with you. He is all hearing, very close. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Hadith number 2992, and Muslim Sharif Kitab al-Askar, Paddua. So when the Sahabas used to travel, just to recite the zikrullah, one is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When they're going up a mountain or a hilly place, say Allahu Akbar. When you're going down, recite Subhanallah. Those that travel with animals, horse, camel, donkey, etc. Now we are traveling, modern day traveling. We got aeroplanes, buses, luxury vehicles, etc. And we keep a tasbih counter with us, recite zikrullah, astaghfirullah, durood sharif. And if you can keep your wuzu, or there is place to make wuzu, read Quran also. And today, one of the big tests on us today is when we travel in the aeroplane or some luxury buses, they have this DVD player behind the scenes, seats. Now, if you're going for Umrah or Hajj, Makkah, Medina, and people are watching films, there are music channels, there's comedy shows, and there's what and what, immoral, semi-nude females coming on the screens, professional sports, all that. The 7-8 hour flight, we're spending it watching all that. So rather don't watch all that, especially if you're going for Umrah or Hajj, we've got our ihram on. Don't do that. Now, there are certain du'as to be recited. Said an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana idha khafa qauman qala Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhrihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Rawahu Abu Dawud. Just before I explain this, in this zikr, some of the Sahaba were reading the zikr very loudly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them that Allah Ta'ala is not deaf. You don't have to scream and read. Read it softly, and you don't have to make everybody hear what you are reading. So we can recite zikr softly. Now when we stop at a place, we know crime is very high. We recite, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Abu Mush'ari radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah SAW feared any danger from any people. He would say, O Allah, we place them before you and ask you to turn them away, and we seek a refuge from their mischief. One is reading the dua. And also Nabi Islam used to appoint Sahaba as security with the sword and with the weapons of that time. So today also with our duas, we have our lock system, alarm system, engaged in a security firm, or some of our Muslim youngsters, they know how to handle a gun and it's a licensed firearm. So we can have armed security also. It's not against the sunnah, it's good. It is permissible and encouraged. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing.